Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
We're going to talk about calming signals in dogs. I reckon I can probably guess one. I think I might be right. Is they put their tail down when they're calm and relaxed. Is that right?
They can do. If they put their tail down too far, then it's an indication of fear.
Okay. So they wag it if they're happy. I know that.
Well, they wag to show the level of energy, but okay. It doesn't necessarily mean if they're happy, because you can get some aggressive dogs that will wag their tail, but it's talking about the intensity that's going on the inside.
So what are some of these calming signals we should be looking for?
Exactly right. So often dog owners are unaware. We kind of, as primates, we're really used to language. So if I'm not feeling comfortable, I might say to you, Sean, I'm not feeling really comfortable. And then we've got an option of what we can do about it. With dogs, when they're feeling uncomfortable or threatened, they will show that in their behaviour. And they'll do it for other dogs, but they'll also do it to the cat and to us sometimes when they feel threatened. So some of the things, one of the first things that a dog will do, and this tends to go in stages, but not all dogs will do the same formula. So it's not a formula. It's more just, for example, one of the first things that a dog will do when they're feeling threatened is they'll look away from the the thing that makes them feel threatened or uncomfortable. Then they might turn their body away. So that a bit of, if it's invisible and I don't see you and I'm telling you I've got you've got no worries with me, then there might be some stress yawning. Now, yes, dogs yawn when they're tired as well, but generally if a dog yawns and they've not long had a sleep, that's an indication that a dog is feeling stress, and that's how they release the stress of it, is that you'll get some yawns. Then from there you might get some where they make what we call a soft face. So it's where they put their ears back, their eyelids are lowered, their forehead might be smooth and their mouth closed, and it's kind of sending a signal to another animal, I'm no threat to you, and trying to play down any dramas or any fights that might take place. You'll also get some lip licking. Now, obviously, if they've just had dinner, dogs are going to lick their lips. But if it's in a social situation or where they might be getting in trouble and you see that lick lip, that's an indication that your dog is feeling very threatened or okay. uncomfortable, and it's time to
change something.
Desensitize the situation. Yep. They can often sniff the ground, not as an indication that they're wanting to know what's on the ground, but more as a, oh, I'll just find something to do over here, shall I, because I'm not coping with this situation. You may also find that they lay down and they roll completely over and show their belly. That's probably one of the most extreme body positions, which is basically showing all their vital organs and just saying, hey, take what you like. I'm not your problem. I'm not going to try and defend. I am completely submissive.
Yep,
absolutely. And then you might also get some phantom scratching where, you know, they've never had a problem with, but now all of a sudden they're scratching under there. So they're trying to give themselves another task to try and move things along, get out of the awkwardness. They can often do a behaviour that's called the shake-off, where it's a bit like when you bath a dog. They'll do that big shake and they get all the water off. Well, sometimes they'll do this shake off when they're not coping. So it's kind of like just a vigorous trying to shake that off. And that's also a signal that they're trying to say is, hey, listen, I don't want any drama. Let's just back this right up. Let's calm down. So if you see any of those signals, your dog's telling you that they're feeling uncomfortable or they're feeling threatened, and where you can, you need to just reduce the intensity of the situation. Or if there's another dog and your dog is doing those signals to the other dog, it's time to scoot up your dog and get them out of that pressured situation.
Joe, I think I know people that behave like this.
Is that a problem? Absolutely. We do too. We have the same thing. You know, we do this, but we just do different behaviours. And
we can speak, so it's very different.
And we can speak. Yeah. But I remember a few years ago I was walking around, you know, the outskirts of Bendigo trying to lose some weight. And I remember this car pulled up. Now, it was probably a farmer wanting to give me a lift, but I wanted to have distance between me and that person because I didn't know what their intentions were. So we do it too, but I think sometimes we forget that we're instinctual animals as well, so we don't look for those signs in our dogs. We might say to them, "Are you okay?" And they might be responding in their language, which is non-verbal language, saying, "No, I'm not." But sometimes we miss.
A lot of people's communication is not necessarily verbal, is it?
Exactly right.
If you've got a topic or a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au, so the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.